Ron DeSantis slams Mar-a-Lago raid, feds weaponized against regime's political opponents while Hunter Biden treated with kid gloves. By Joshua Kaplan on August 8, 2022. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., sounded off on the Federal Bureau of Investigations. FBI, reported execution of a search warrant of former President Donald Trump's residence at Mar-a-Lago in Florida. The raid of Mar-a-Lago is another escalation in the weaponization of federal agencies against the regime's political opponents. While people like Hunter Biden get treated with kid gloves, DeSantis tweeted. Now the regime is getting another 87,000 IRS agents to wield against its adversaries? Banana Republic. On Monday, Trump announced that FBI was conducting a search of his private home at Mar-a-Lago and that the raid was unannounced. These are dark times for our nation, as my beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, is currently under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group of FBI agents, Trump said in a lengthy statement. Nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States before. It is prosecutorial misconduct, the weaponization of the justice system, and an attack by radical left Democrats who desperately don't want me to run for president in 2024, especially based on recent polls, and who will likewise do anything to stop Republicans and conservatives in the upcoming midterm elections, the former president added. Such an assault could only take place in broken third world countries. Sadly, America has now become one of those countries, corrupt at a level not seen before. They even broke into my safe. What is the difference between this and Watergate? Where operatives broke into the Democrat National Committee. Here, in reverse, Democrats broke into the home of the 45th President of the United States. A source with knowledge of the development told the Associated Press that the raid was undertaken in connection to an investigation into whether Trump took classified documents from during his time at the White House to his South Florida estate. The FBI nor the Department of Justice have issued a statement confirming the action by federal authorities. This story is developing,